Sit down, please. Could you please sit down? Sit down, please. We can't start the show until you sit down. Please sit down.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Please sit down. I can't do this while you're standing up. Please sit down. I can only do stand-up comedy if you sit down. I can't do sit-down comedy if you stand up. So confusing. This is so confusing. I thought it'd be easy, but it's so confusing. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. It's Friday. Oh my God, it's Friday. Ugh. Many of you have been living for this day every Friday. Like you can't wait for Friday to come around. Then you got Saturday and Sunday, you're bored off your ass. And then Monday, it starts all over again. What a horribly routine life that is. So stop doing it. Just stop it. I had a friend once, that's the end of the sentence. No, there's a comma there. I had a friend once who whenever there was something wrong, she would always turn to me and say, well, just stop doing that. I said, well, wow, that's simply an incredible statement. You're right. Oh, I exercise and it keeps hurting me and it's just, I really don't like that. Well, then don't do it and just stop it. Wow, you're right. You're right. I'm so sick of arguing with people. Well, then stop it. Wow. Your insight is incredible. She was going to go on a worldwide stopping tour. She would go up on stage, charge millions of dollars for people to listen to her talk on a big stage with a pulpit. And she would just go out on stage and look at the audience and say, hey, stop it. And then they leave, and it would change their lives. It's a great idea. Anyway, welcome to the program. How are you? How's everything doing? You're looking good, all that stuff. Okay, well, let's move on. The cicadas. Am I pronouncing that right? The cicadas? Whatever. They're coming back. It's those annoying little cockroaches. And people eat them, and they're disgusting. They're little creepy they're big creepy crawly buggy beetle looking kinds of things. And you can hear them because when they eat leaves and things, you can hear them crunching on vegetation, and it's not only is it annoying, but it's not polite. So they're coming back again. Yep. Probably mid-May, springtime, they're around again. They're called the periodical cicadas. When the soil temperature gets about, 64 degrees in the soil, that's when they emerge. They come out. It's a coming out party for the cicadas. Those disgusting little buggers. And then they're out for about 6 weeks. And then I don't know if they die or they go somewhere. I have no idea what happens with them. But there's various strains of them and various groupings of them. It's not just, here are the cicadas. Oh, my God, lock your doors. The cicadas are coming over. It's not that. Am I even pronouncing this right? I don't even know. What's the point? They're disgusting large bugs. Let's just call them that. There are various broods of them. Brood would be a grouping of these suckers. Now, this year in the United States, they're looking at two different broods, two different groupings, two different emergences, which means they will cover a good amount of North America where we happen to live. Not all of you who listen to the program, but most of you live in North America. That's your address, North America. All right, so you're probably saying, Ron, this is all very interesting to me. Where are they going to be? Are they going to be in my state? Well, wouldn't you like to know? First of all, if you're going to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, by the way, if you eat any of the food in New Orleans, you might as well just go to a salt lick, because all the food in New Orleans is so oversalted. Have a good time, man. I'm telling you, it's disgusting. But anyway, people love it. All right, here's where they're going to be. Northern Illinois. Oh, my God, not Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois? Yes, Northern Illinois. Southern Wisconsin, Eastern Iowa, Northwest Indiana. Sorry, couldn't say that properly. You're going to see these bugs. And then there's going to be another group of bugging. Central and Southern Illinois, most of Missouri, scattered areas of Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, Maryland. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Maryland. North Carolina and South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas are going to get the other brood of the same bugs. You can't tell the difference between broods. It's not like some of the cicadas will be wearing hats and some of them won't. It's not like that. They all look the same, these large freaking cockroaches. Some areas of central Illinois could see the two broods emerging at once, like the Hatfields and the McCoys, cicada-wise. And that would be like double the population. Chances of that are not great, but it could happen because there are two broods of emergence. That would be an overlap. That's what we call it. We call this a cicada apocalypse. They come up with these words that, you know, they're effective, but they're really stupid. Oh, these bugs are so annoying. And it wasn't long ago that we had these bugs around. Now they seem to be coming up every year because there's different groupings of them. Oh my God. And what do? They sing. That's right. They sing. It sounds like they're singing, but they're really eating. They don't eat with their mouths closed. Do you ever have any friends like that, or an acquaintance, or a mate, or something? And you take them to a restaurant, and when they eat with their mouths open, and you can see them churning the food like a washing machine. And then they make sounds when they. Oh my God, they're disgusting! Don't ever populate with these people. They just never learned. That's the most basic form of etiquette, is eating with your mouth closed. Oh, my God. Ron, you want to go out to lunch?
No. God, no.
Why would I want to sit across from you and watch you eat with your mandibles? No,
I don't want to go out to lunch with you.
I'll go to a bar with you, because when you drink, you don't drink with your mouth open. If you did, it would get all over your clothes, and that would be entertaining. But eating and watching you churn your food in your mouth? No, thank you, no.
Do you want to come over for breakfast and watch me eat eggs?
Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. What does this have to do with these cicada bugs? Nothing. Cicada, I don't know. But they're coming, babe. Middle of May, all those states that I mentioned. If you live in the West, you notice that I didn't mention any of your states. If you live in the Northeast, Maryland was about as high as they're going to get this year. Did I mention Florida? No, I didn't. But I did mention the states around it, so be careful, you little peninsula of Florida. Your Carolinas, your Georgias, your Louisianas, yeah. Florida, for some reason, no. Even the annoying bugs don't want to go to Florida anymore. All right. In just a few minutes, we're going to have a tax expert on the show, because they have a new way of filing your taxes. And for some of you, that could be very, very good. If you have simple taxes, you know, you have a job and you get a W-2 and you got a couple of bank accounts with some minor interest, you can probably get away with doing this very simple filing that you can do directly to the IRS, no cost, nothing like that. And it's like, boom, you're there and done. They even have people to help you out with it. So this is a nice revelation from the Internal Revenue Service, the IRSOTCPCO. That's coming up shortly, by the way. Here's some other animal news, as if I really should be doing this, but here's some animal news for you. Are you familiar with the dodo? The dodo bird? No, you're not, because it's been forever that there's been no dodo. They went extinct a long time ago. And it's not like everybody said, oh my God, it's the end of civilization. There's no more dodo bird. I don't know what they were good for. I don't think anybody ate their eggs, but we don't have animals on the planet just because they have to be good for something. Look at human beings. That didn't work out. The dodo bird is extinct. So is the woolly mammoth. Yeah, that was almost like a prehistoric kind of thing, but not quite. The woolly mammoth, no, I don't even know. It's a large woolly thing. Well, the people at Colossal Biotech are trying to bring these animals back. And I don't know how, but this is like, here we go again. Here, remember they were able to clone sheep? Yeah, I know. No, I don't know. Yeah, I know. They were able to do that. I forget the sheep's name. You probably know it. I don't follow sheep's naming situations, but they had it was Betsy or some kind of something like that. So they can clone sheep. Oh, God, stop it. Don't do that. Don't clone sheep. That's not right. That's just not right. Because what's going to happen one day? And why are they doing this? So they can clone people. If you're going to clone smart, nice, attractive people, that's maybe discussable. But for the most part, don't do that. That's you're asking for trouble. You're already getting trouble with the AI thing. Stop with the cloning thing. This has been going on for a while now, though. So Colossal Biotech is going to reconstruct the dodo and the woolly mammoth and bring them back into a living human form. Did you ever see the movie Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park 2 and Jurassic Park 3 and Jurassic Park 4 and Jurassic Park 5 and Jurassic Park 6 and Jurassic Park 7, Jurassic Park 8, Jurassic Park 9, Jurassic Park 10, Jurassic Park 11, Jurassic Park... Did you ever see those movies? It didn't turn out well for the park nor the people that were visiting. And then the animals broke out of the park eventually in the sequels. And all hell broke loose. Well, okay, that's not a good model for this. So let's stop cloning. Don't we have enough problems with the things that we already have here? I think we do. Keeping with the animal theme of this program, we're getting into another bird flu situation. Yes, indeed. Flu has broken out amongst the birds. See, that's what happens when you create dodos. And what happens when the bird flu becomes prominent? Well, birds, chickens, you know, they go up in price. And chicken is a staple of every single thing on this planet. Everything's made of chicken. They even make things out of chicken that chickens don't even have, like chicken fingers. What are you doing? Chicken nuggets. What are those from? So bird flu coming back again, it's happening again, and that means the price of eggs are going to go up, and they did before, and then they never came down again. Remember, eggs used to be like 99 cents, $1.50 for a carton of 12 eggs. Remember that? I mean, not the best eggs in the world, but eggs. Then they went up to like $2, $3, and they never came down from that. You know, maybe they went up to $4 at a point, came down to $3, and that was it. Never getting back to the $1.50 eggs or the 99 cent eggs. That's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, that was a little too cheap for eggs, let's face it. Price of eggs is going to go up again, hopefully temporarily because of the bird flu. Who is doing all this flu stuff? Why is the flu always coming out of the Far East, China, etc.? What are you people doing over there? It's bad enough you started this flu thing. And then you did the coronavirus thing. Oh my God, that like really killed us. Literally. What are you people doing over there? What are you doing? What are you doing when the doors are closed? Oh my God. Oh my God. It's probably very inaccurate what I just said, but what the hell? All right. Let's talk to the tax guy, shall we? Adam Rubin joins us now. He's talking about the direct file tax program. You don't know what that is necessarily, but we're going to tell you. He is the vice president of Economic Security Project. And this is an easier way to file your taxes. Is this a new concept?
It is, yeah. IRS Direct File is a new free and simplified tax filing website from the IRS. You know, nobody loves having to prepare their taxes, but at least you shouldn't have to pay to get them done. And that's why we're excited this year about IRS Direct File, because if you want to use a local tax preparer or commercial tax prep software you're familiar with, you still can. But if you want to be able to file your taxes for free from your phone or your computer, usually in less than an hour, now you've got a new option with IRS Direct File.
Okay. So Direct File is a little bit different than than doing the tax prep with this program, or can you do both?
This is a new, free, simple, and secure option for people to file their taxes.
All right.
It's a pilot this year, so it's available in 12 states, including in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and it's for folks with simple tax filing situations, so mostly that means employees who get their income reported on a W-2 tax form. So this year it's not going to cover contractors and gig workers, but we expect it's likely to be expanded in the future.
Okay, so if you have a job and you got a little interest on your checking account or savings account, which doesn't happen these days, by the way, but if you have investments or you you know, a subcontractor or your own business, you still have to, you know, get into it. But these are for simple filings.
That's right.
Name the states that are participating across the country.
It's available in 12 states this year, which include Texas, Washington, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Florida, California, Arizona, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Now, does this program attach the same deadlines as all the other filings?
Yeah, your taxes need to be filed by Monday, April 15th, by the end of the day. About one in three folks wait to do it at the last minute. The IRS says they're processing a million tax returns an hour on tax day.
Wow.
But this is an easier way than people have ever had to get it done before the deadline.
Okay. Now, I know in some states they look at Patriots Day as a holiday, in which case, but you got to check with your state to make sure that there is a 1 or 2 day extension beyond that. But basically,
that's right. In Massachusetts, because of Patriots Day, you have until I think it's the 17th to finish filing.
They're crazy in Massachusetts. I think they have Patriots Day just to give them a few more days to file.
It's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea at all. Okay. So what is the website? Where do we go?
People can check their eligibility and get more information at directfile.irs.gov. You can learn more about it. You can start filing your taxes while you're there. And one of the most popular features this year is that if you have a question, and most people do have questions if they're going through it, you can actually chat with a real live human and ask your questions of an IRS employee as you go. So that's been really reassuring to people.
You have real live humans?
Can you believe it in this day and age?
God.
Yeah, but this is government making it easier and simpler for people to file their taxes. So that's a pretty good thing.
Wonderful. All right. Good deal. And I guess every year it's going to get a little bit different, a little more usable.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we expect to see more states, more tax situations that are covered, and more tools to help people claim refunds like the child tax credit and earned income tax credit that they might be missing out on. In fact, Economic Security Project analysis finds that when this is built out in a few years, Direct File has the potential to save $11 billion nationally in tax prep fees and time saved, and put billions of dollars more back in people's pockets through tax credits that they're eligible to claim. In Massachusetts alone, that would save over $400 million a year and $168 million in tax filing fees. So this is real money back in working and middle-class families' pockets.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about Massachusetts, but this is for the 12 states that you're mentioning that are participating or that in which it is available.
Yes, right. That's right.
Okay, good. Okay. One more time, the website. I mean, at least go check it out, right?
That's right. Directfile.irs.gov. You can check it out and have a free, simple, and secure option for filing your taxes before the deadline this year.
Perfect. Hey, Adam, thanks so much for the information.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice. I hope that helps a lot of you out to some extent. Again, it's a program that is available now, and over the years it will get more extensive and easier, and maybe people will have to stop going crazy about their taxes because this is really stupid. It's really stupid with the deadline. So it's a deadline. Oh, I don't like deadlines. Who likes deadlines? Remember in school you had deadlines? You have to write an essay, and you have to turn it in by Thursday. Oh, no, why not Friday? No, Thursday. That's a deadline. That's a deadline. You know me. I procrastinate. I don't do deadlines. Well, you have to do this. You have to do that. Some people get refunds from the IRS. I'd like to meet one of them. That's becoming quite rare these days. Come on. A refund? Yeah, we took too much money out of your check. Oh, so I'm getting money from the government? No, you're getting your money back is what you're doing. Oh, I thought these were gifts from the government. No, this is your money that we collected prematurely. Why'd you do that? You told us to, so you wouldn't have to pay at the end. Oh, still got a deadline? Yes. And when do I get my refund? When we feel like it. Wow, this all is not working out. It's the best we have. It's like your legal system in this country. It's not great. It's actually horrible. But it's the best we can do. Oh, okay, well, that's good enough. I love that. I love this country. I really do, but not the things it does sometimes. No, our justice system has a lot of flaws in it. Yeah, tell me about it. But it's the best we have. Oh, okay. Well, then fine. That's fine. So the rich and powerful can get away with murder. That's right. And the poor people get slapped in jail immediately. You got it. It doesn't work out really, but it's the best we have. So what are we learning from this? If you have a lot of money and a lot of power, you can get yourself out of trouble by buying yourself out of trouble. Oh, that sounds fair. It's not, but it's the best we have. Okay. I'm going to the restaurant tonight, and I'm going to have a steak. I'm going to order the steak. I'd like to order the steak, please. How would you like that? Medium rare, please. Okay. Here's your steak, sir. Oh, this is awful. It's tough. It's an awful cut of steak. This is disgusting. I can't eat this. Well, it's not the best steak, but it's the best we have. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. This is the best you have. Well, then, okay, then let's deal with that. No, go out and get a better steak. How about that idea? No, we don't do it that way. It may not be a great steak. It may not be a great steak, but it's the best we have. Oh, I did not know that was the curve that we're playing here. Okay, fine. I did not know that. That's the best we got. Legal system, come on. They're going to start looking for jurors for the Donald Trump New York pay off the porn star case. It's not so much that Donald Trump paid off the porn star, although that is not presidential material that I would like my children to follow. It's more that it was just that had broke just before the election. And what Trump did, here's the real reason that it's significant. What Donald Trump did, he paid off the porny star so that she'd be quiet. And it was called hush money. And so that the general public would not find out that he just did this when his wife was pregnant, which is disgusting as well. But didn't want it to get out to the public, so he hushed her up by paying her off. That's significant because that's kind of tampering with the election. Did it work? Well, yes, it did. So now he's on trial for this. And the thing is, it's a state trial. It's not a federal trial. So you're screwed. You're screwed. You're screwed, Don. So what Don is doing now, what he's been doing for the past months and months is trying to delay it. And the judge finally said, no, we're not going to delay it anymore. And then Trump called his daughter a dirty name, the judge's daughter. Oh, that's good, Don. That kind of helps you. Right. Insult your, yeah. Put the life of the judge's daughter in jeopardy publicly. That's a good idea, Don. This is a guy running for president. Now what Trump is doing publicly is trying to load the jury box with people that love Donald Trump. Because all it takes is just a juror or two to say, no, we don't think he's guilty, and Trump's out of there. But it is in New York, and New York hates Don Trump because they know what he is and what he's about because he lived there and he practically ran the city financially, but not. So New Yorkers know the deal. Don knows that they know the deal. Now he's frantically trying to load the jury box with people that love him and follow him and like him. But that's our legal system, babe. That's how we work. So if they can somehow slip a guy in there, like maybe lie or something and say, oh, Donald Trump, I don't feel one way or the other about him. Okay, you can be on the jury. When indeed he actually lied and he really does love Don and would never let Don get in any trouble. Can you load the jury box like that? I guess you can do that. I guess you can do it illegally, but you can do it. It's all illegal, but it's the best system we have. Oh, okay then. Oh, all right. If it's the best system you have, sure. Sure then, sure. Gotta be kidding me. Again, I love this country. I really do. I think it can be fantastic. But I don't know, man. I don't know anymore. All right. The weekend is coming up. You got the tax thing on Monday, unless you live in Massachusetts, because it's Patriots Day on Monday in Massachusetts. So they, like Donald Trump, have delayed the deadline. So in Massachusetts, you have to file, I believe, by Wednesday of next week. Could be Tuesday, I don't know, but don't let it go that far anyway. But file you must. Monday is your deadline. You've got to have your thing mailed, your little thing there, your file, your thing there, Monday. It has to be postmarked Monday, or you can file it directly, as our guest talked about earlier today on the show. It is something that you must do. If you don't do it, they will find you. They will find and fine you. And in some countries, you will be put to death. So, but not here, not just yet. That's coming. That's in legislation right now. We'll see what happens. Yeah, that's crazy. It's country, man. I tell you, man. I don't know. We're so divided. United we stand, divided we fall. Guess what? We're falling. I mean, there's no two ways about it. That's the way the phrase goes, and that's quite obvious where we are within that phrase. All right. I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new program. I hope you join me then. In the meantime, please take care of yourself. Drive carefully, not for your benefit, but for mine. I mean, it's all about me, so, and it's all about you. So let's make sure people drive carefully. I know you do, but if the other people don't drive carefully and you're driving carefully, then it's still not good. It has to be everybody driving carefully for this thing to work out. And believe me, I know it's not working out because my auto insurance rates are going up through the roof for no reason whatsoever. It's because the rest of you can't drive. You get into accidents too much. Drives my premiums up. That's the way it works. I don't like it. You don't like it. So let's stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. I wish you peace. We'll be right back.